When I went on the board, some of you know this, I decided I should become informed. And there's many ways to do it. Talk to the faculty, talk to the administration. But I decided to talk to students. But how to find students in an unstructured, non-threatening environment? I decided that I would pick students up hitchhiking, going down the when I had some free time. And I learned a bunch about the new school, about their experience, and so on. One day I picked up, that's a terrible phrase, but you know, I picked up a student and explaining my purpose, she said, "Why don't you get us a gynecologist?"
That was Cassandra.
I remember that.
So I got back on the road and on into Clinton. And learning a whole bunch. I said, "Where can I let you off in Clinton?" She says, "I'm actually going to Utica." I have the time. Down through New Hartford and down Genesee Street. "Now where can I let you off?" She said, "I'm going to the post office." I pray tell, we just passed the post office in Clinton and New Hartford. "I'm going to the post office to see the FBI." "Why?" "Well," she said, "my father has a security clearance with General Electric and the FBI is hassling him because I was on a peace march in Washington." Cassandra Harris Lockwood, you know? And typical of, not typical, but because none of these Kirkland women were typical. And thank God. Let me also say, for what it's worth, that I learned so much. I learned so much from these women. And Hamilton learned so much from these women. If you take the whole period of Hamilton's existence, in a couple of years, 200 years since chartering, you can measure Kirkland's existence as something like 12% of the 200 years. But the impact is way more than 12%.
It's true.
Thank you for sharing these moments with me.